This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, October 17th. God's word to you today is questions and answers, and this is part 9. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 18, verses 17, 19, and 20, and it says, "Should I hide my plan from Abraham?" the Lord asked. "I have singled him out so that he will direct his sons and their families to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just. Then I will do for Abraham all that I have promised." So the Lord told Abraham. What was Abraham's response when God told him what was about to happen to Sodom and to his nephew Lot? Abraham did not go to town with tomorrow's news today. When God shares things with you, it is privileged information. God did not tell you so that you could gist about it, or take pride in it, or take the glory of it. In the case of the experience I shared with you yesterday, I did not understand it there and then. But in retrospect, looking back, it was just privileged information. God just chose to tell me what the sermon was going to be like. Why do you think Abraham did not send emissaries to Lot in the morning? Most people will claim not to be able to sleep at night because trouble is about to befall their nephew. Then they send emissaries to their cousin to warn him. Has God sent you? It is not your business, so leave it alone. It is a hard posture to take, but it is actually very simple. Abraham had messengers. He could have sent some to quickly go and tell Lot what to do. The Bible says Abraham engaged God and negotiated on behalf of Lot. Abraham did his bit and left it to God. Question: is it possible to have a gift and manifest it just once and then it never happens again? Is it because you did not grow it, or it was meant for that instance alone? Answer: it is possible either way, so you need to be sure what is happening to you. Sometimes gifts manifest for just that instance. Sometimes we do not experience certain manifestations of giftings because we have neglected them. So you need to check to ascertain what it is. Question: how does one grow revelational gifts? Answer: pray. The posture Abraham took was that of an intercessor. Pray and leave it to God. Question: explain foretelling as it relates to the gift of prophecy. Answer: the foretelling arm of prophecy is like preaching. It is proclaiming God's truth. Foretelling is like foretelling what is going to happen in the future. There is so much going on in the world today that it seems every pastor wants to bring a word. There are all sorts of strange prophecies. Prophecy is telling future events that are yet to happen and will happen. Paul was telling Timothy to stir up the prophetic words that had been spoken over him. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Show me your way, that I may walk with you. Show me your way, I put my hope in you. The cry of my heart is to love you, Lord, to live with the touch of your hand, stronger each day. Show me your way.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.